Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Dr. Stephen G. Post, as we are talking about synchronicity and premonitions. And you're right. I think it is outside of the brain, Stephen.
Yeah, and the reason, you know, look, Ramanujan down in Chennai, southern India, you know, his notebooks are in the middle of the library at Trinity College in Cambridge University, and they're the basis of quantum physics. Where did he come up with all those formulas and algorithms? He was praying at the foot of his goddess in Chennai. He didn't know much math, and he had these inspirations. He wrote these formulas down in the dirt with his finger, and then he came back later and he wrote them down in the notebook. And eventually word got out, some of them got published, he was invited to Cambridge, and you know, he didn't ever feel that he had to prove his theorems, but they turned out to be right on. So there is this incredible capacity that we have as creative beings connected with this universal or one mind, and that's the basis of premonition, a lot of creativity, even Einstein, when he had his Gedanken moments at Princeton, where he'd just go into almost a trance, and then he'd come up with some incredibly brilliant thought, and he'd never thought he felt, he didn't feel he had to prove it. Other people later on got Nobel Prizes for proving his theorems. So we can connect, we can have premonitions, we can have intuitions. It's quite remarkable. And the power of the mind is absolutely infinite. There's one mind, as Schrodinger and a number of other great physicists have said. There's one mind. We all have a part of that, a gift of the mind. But the mind is not just the residue of matter. It's much, much more mysterious and much more powerful and significant than that.
Beyond the synchronicity of your mother and the motorcycle episode, you've had a lot of strange synchronicities in your life, haven't you?
Well, you know, I have, and God and Love on Route 80 is really it's a collection of a series of a dozen or so really interesting events. And but Larry Dossey, who wrote the book One Mind, he wants us all to be noticers. He thinks that we just fail to notice or to believe that we could be so cherished and so connected in this life. But in fact, if we take the time to really listen, to really notice, and that's what this basis of this new book I have, Dignity for Deeply Forgetful People, which is about people with dementia, All my life, since my grandmother passed away of dementia all those years ago, I have felt that people with dementia, where do they go? I mean, sure, their brain may be deteriorating. They may have Alzheimer's or whatever the disease could be. But where is their enduring personality? You know, the Buddhists talk about the Akashic record. They think that, that our actions, our deeds are just in the universe eternally and ineradicably. So there's a chapter in this book called Is Grandma Still There?, which I've heard many, many grandchildren ask. And I never say, no, she's gone. She's a husk. She's empty. She's dead, and so forth. I think that there's a lot more underneath if we would just notice it. And with my grandmother, I actually did notice it. And she would surprise me occasionally. She would come into clarity. She would come into greater lucidity. And I think this is the kind of thing we need to realize, is that these people are still among us. They're still fully human. They still deserve to be honored and respected, even though caregiving can be challenging. But that's the point. You know, I was at a geriatric psychiatric hospital in the middle of Ohio, being an Ohioan, in Mount Vernon, Ohio, and these wonderful Hindu nurses and nursing aides were taking care of these older people in a geriatric ward. They had Down syndrome, and then on top of it, they had Alzheimer's. But these caregivers were so kind and so generous in their tone and in their detail interest in these individuals. So we took a couple of them out to a pizza place in Gambier, Ohio, and we asked them, what makes you care so diligently? And they said, namaste, which means, you know, in Hindu, it's the Hindu greeting, I honor the divine in you as you honor the divine in me.
Mm-hmm,
because
exactly.
They could see something deeper. Unlike the, you know, Bertrand Russell, who was a materialist, someone asked him, what's the basis of human dignity? And I quote, he said, there is no human dignity. Human beings are just glorified pond scum, end quote.
Jeez.
So that's where we go if we forget that there's a deeper dimension.
I wonder how many people, Stephen, had premonitions on that fateful day on 9/11/2001 and did not go into work at the towers.
Well, there are quite a few reports of that. And you know, in the oral histories, it's really quite remarkable. So I don't know what the figures are. I don't know what the percentage of people would be. But I'll tell you, you know, we actually here on Long Island at Stony Brook, we have the major clinic for people who were in fact there on the spot and first responders. And they talk a lot about family members and premonitions. They talk about that side of the experience that most people are not aware of.
You wrote a book in 2008 with Jill Niemark called Why Good Things Happen to Good People. Why do they?
Well, hey, you know, so I heard your spot earlier on about optimism, and I was reading that study in the Journal of the American Geriatric.
I love that thing,
so,
yeah.
It's good. Yeah, so listen, I mean, the name of that book is Why Good Things Happen to Good People, How to Live a Healthier, Happier, Longer Life Through the Simple Act of Giving. And it did very well, and it's all scientific, but they do because, you know, first of all, if you are in one of those negative, destructive, hostile, ruminating spaces in life, the best way to get out of it is to simply reach out and contribute to the lives of somebody else, because you forget about the self, the problems of the self. If you're harboring some deep grudge which you can't let go of, which gets you into that negative emotional space and all the protracted stress and the negative hormones that are a result of that, the best thing you can do, you don't have to go up to a mountaintop in Colorado and meditate for 6 months with advanced Tibetan Buddhists, but you can do that if you want. All you have to do is reach out and help someone else. It's called the James Lang theory of emotion. So by helping other people, we automatically help ourselves. And that's the thesis of the book. And it's scientifically validated. We did a study with United Healthcare. So I'd gotten from Case Western to Stony Brook in 2008. and the United Health people called in 2009. They wanted to do a national study. So in early 2010, we did a survey of 5,000 randomly selected American adults. We asked them, did you volunteer in 2009? Well, okay, 41% had volunteered. How much, you might ask? On average, about 100 hours a year.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It is a lot, George. And, you know, and break it down, maybe it's a couple of hours a week, you know, if you want to do that on average. And then we asked them, so how did it make you feel? We asked them the obvious questions. 92% made them feel happier. 88% said made them able to deal with loss and disappointment. They felt more resilient. They were sleeping better. They had deeper friendships. It goes on and on and on. They felt physically healthier. And so the point is, it's good to be good, and science says it's so. And you don't have to go to a drugstore and, you know, buy some pharma for this. It's wired right into us, and it makes evolutionary sense. But we're taught this idea that somehow I don't do nothing for nothing unless I get paid back, you know.
Exactly.
But we need to break free of that, and that's when we can enter into the space of real community. And that's what we need to do as a country right now. We need to find that.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
We're seeing a lot of anger these days from a lot of people, Stephen, but you have said in the past that anger sometimes is necessary and might be a good thing. Explain that.
Well, anger is not always bad. It shouldn't be the kind of anger where you are out of control.
Hurting people.
The kind of anger where you are just reacting to everything in your environment. It should be responsive. I use the word in Why Good Things Happen to Good People, not confrontation, but carefrontation, okay? Which I actually coined with M. Scott Peck, who wrote The Road Less Traveled, who was a friend of mine when he was living, and he'd actually been a graduate of Case Western Medical School, so I knew him in that context. But look, I mean, you know, anger is acceptable. You have to draw boundaries. You have to protect yourself, but you don't want to do it in a way that is unnecessarily destructive or out of control. And a lot of people right now are out of control.
Deeply, aren't they?
They sure are. And, you know, I'm apolitical, but I think that people are rightly concerned. They're worried about the direction of the country. They love their constitution. They love their freedoms, and they feel that somehow these freedoms are being imperiled, and we do have a responsibility to uphold the great traditions of this republic.
Absolutely. There's no question. I have never believed in coincidences. I believe in synchronicities. I believe that things happen for reasons. I just don't believe in coincidences. Am I right about that, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think most things are much more orchestrated than we might believe. You know, I mean, in historical Protestant terms, you know, people would talk about predestination. I don't necessarily like that term, but I do think that a lot of things that occur are much more organized and reflect, even though they can be challenging and difficult. I mean, bad things do happen, and I don't think that those really terrible things are necessarily there for a reason. So you have to kind of pick and choose. I've always recognized that in my own life. But there are certain things that are just, they're so uncanny, they're so perfect, they just couldn't be the product of pure chance in the universe. In that sense, I think that synchronicity has a certain sort of priority in our lives, but we have to notice it. That's what, you know, I went actually to the University of Chicago and studied world religions and would sit there with people like Mircea Eliade and Joseph Campbell, and they would say, you know, you have to want to see the synchronicity in your experiences. If you're against it, if you're just completely opposed to the very idea of this kind of love in the universe that somehow brings us together in these very powerful experiences, well, then you're not going to notice it.
Joseph Campbell, of course, was pretty creative, wasn't he?
He was amazing. And wow, was he dapper, too. You know, he spent a lot of time in New York, but he spent about half his time at the University of Chicago. And he always wore this beautiful necktie. He had a sports coat on that was very preppy all the time. And he was in great shape because he jogged a lot. And, you know, he was just very, very thoughtful and totally brilliant. He wasn't fully accepted by the academic world because he really believed in synchronicity. I mean, you know, life is a journey, and you don't make your life. You don't create the things that happen in your life so much as you respond to the people who somehow are in your path, the events that somehow are in your path. And so we are responsible to respond to things positively and creatively, but we don't necessarily make our lives.
Absolutely.
And that's my view of it.
After the break, we're going to take phone calls with you, Stephen. Also, I want to talk a little bit about your new book, Dignity for Deeply Forgotten People, and really the challenges of Alzheimer's disease. Is there a difference between Alzheimer's and dementia, or is that one and the same?
Well, so dementia is a cluster of symptoms. It's called a syndrome, and it can be caused by any number of diseases. 100 years ago, dementia was caused mainly by neurosyphilis, and there were no antibiotics. People weren't living so long. Nowadays,
that's what got Al Capone, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he had his problems with that. But nowadays we have antibiotics, and people are living longer. So dementia is secondary to, say, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, concussions, small stroke events in the white matter of the brain, and a whole lot of other conditions. So diseases like Alzheimer's cause dementia.
Interesting. And curable or not?
We have no solution on the horizon for Alzheimer's disease. The pharmacology has not been successful to date, and we need to put our hopes in many, many different kinds of interactions, including learning how to communicate. My book has a lot on communication techniques. Never ask anybody, what would you like for breakfast? Because it's open-ended and it causes anxiety. Ask them, hey, would you like an omelet or would you like post-toast?
You don't want them to make a decision, right?
Right. You want to cue them. You want to help them out with their language. You can do a lot with music. With Alzheimer's, poets are very popular. The Unforgettables Choir, where caregivers and people who maybe haven't spoken for a long, long time come together and in meaningful music that they connect with, they will come alive inside. And so that's what we need to be thinking about as much as anything else.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.